everybody, and welcome to Latter-day Hunting, the LDS dating show for men. For us to talk about this wild adventure we call dating and our single LDS lives and what we can do about it. This is Traven here. Got my homeboy Doug with me.
What's up, guys?
And Doug, just tell us about yourself. Why are you here?
What? Well, the reason why I'm here is because I'm 28 and I'm single. And for those of you that know, when you're LDS, that's a little bit on the older side, if you know what I mean. Now, we thought it would be fun to make a show, talk about dating from a real perspective. Talk about it from, like, what you don't hear from your singles ward bishop. So,
ooh la la.
Not like, it's not necessarily that, it's just, yeah, so like I said, a little bit about myself. My name's Doug, 28 years old. been in a couple serious relationships, 6 months plus, one over a year. Never popped a question, never been engaged, but yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Okay, thanks, Doug. A little bit about me is I was once married, went through that whole phase, and then out of that phase, things went down. We won't talk about that too much here because nobody wants to hear that depressing story. And I have a 4-year-old daughter. I'm 27, living the high life, or as high as I can get.
Right. Mormon style.
Mormon style. And we just thought we would get together and talk about some of these things. Kind of vent a little bit, but more of the positive side. Just like Doug said, talk about the real stuff and get in the nitty gritty.
Right. Because, like, I feel like the stuff that I see now on blogs or just talking to people, that it touches, like, very superficial level. And we don't want to get into, you know, personal stuff, but at the same time, talk about what it's really like day to day or Sunday to Sunday or activity to activity. These are things that we all experience, and we thought it would be funny and entertaining to talk about it.
Anything therapeutic.
So, to get us started, we thought, why not start, you know, our first broadcast with first date and the expectations surrounding first dates.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I think what I want to talk about is just a little bit about, like, outside of the church, inside of the church. Because I do think it's different. I don't know what your experience is, but I think that it can be a little bit different, just more easygoing, or it's more laid back when I've taken a girl out that's not a member.
Yeah, like, I've had that experience too, where it's just really laid back, they don't expect much, you don't expect much, you go out, you have a good time, you go home, and everybody's happy. Yeah, you get in those awkward situations sometimes where it's like, you go to IHOP or something, and they're like, hey, can I get a coffee? Do you want a coffee too? Funny story, I'm LDS. You're what now? I'm Mormon. So, I've been in some of those situations. I can't really say I've dated too many non-LDS women, but I've been on a date here and there, and it's been fun, nice people.
Right, right. And I think there's kind of a negative light. I mean, of course, take it a step back. My goal is to find someone to fall in love, get married in the temple, you know, the plan of salvation, that sort of thing. It's not like I, you know, it's my goal. It's what I believe in. But I feel like sometimes that can kind of complicate the situation to where a girl in the church interprets you asking her on a date as something a lot more than it is. Because, like, you said, when you go, you meet up, and it has, like, a more laid back feeling to it. It has a more chill, which I hate to say, and of course, maybe because the eternal possibilities aren't there, or they don't think about that. But why are we thinking about eternity when we're freaking meeting? Or when I've known you for a couple months and I want to get to know you on a one-on-one basis?
Right. No, they see it as, you want to hop on my celestial bus to glory? It's one of those things where you show up to the date and they're like wide-eyed, like, oh my gosh, he must like me so much if he's gonna ask me out. When in all reality, it's like, hey, you wanna get some ice cream? Sometimes I just want ice cream and I don't want to be alone.
I think that's true though, like,
it's not like I'm gonna invite a dude to go get ice cream with me.
Hey bro, I really just want some ice cream right now, you feeling me? No, but exactly. I don't know. And like I said, no negative. We're not here to bash. We're just observing and talking from experience. So, yeah, I mean, I've had that. I was telling Traven this the other day. Like, I'm a really nice person. I get to know people. I probably wait too long to ask for an actual date. Because, let's define what a date is. You should be paying.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. A person should be paying. What if the girl asks you?
Oh. That's always an awkward situation. Usually, at least this is my thing, if she insists on paying, she will grab the check first and she will whip it out faster than me. And I'm like, okay, she wants to pay, I'm gonna take a step back. But if there's any awkward hesitation in any way, I will whip out my wallet so fast and just chuck money at the people until they go away. You'd okay. love to be my waiter.
but back to the definition, right? So
yeah.
what should a first date be? What expectations from just, if you were looking at it through a microscope, what defining characteristics of a Mormon first date should there be?
I would have to say, somebody's gotta ask.
Okay.
There has to be like intent, and it has to be, hey, do you wanna go out, like me and you?
Okay.
I don't know, kind of, what, I think Dallin H. Oaks said, like, seclusion has to be one of those things.
Right, you need
it has to be planned.
Right, planned, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta plan it out, because, ladies, you're gonna agree, when a man doesn't plan, worst thing ever. It's bad for the guy, it's bad for the girl, it's bad for all of the roommates that have to sit there and listen to you guys say, well, what do you want to go do? When all they want to do is go into the kitchen, cook their noodles. It's awkward for everybody. So there has to be like somebody asking, there has to be intent, you gotta plan it.
Okay.
You gotta pay for it.
Okay. What about agreed.
Yeah.
What about door opening, chivalry? Like where is that? Cause I kind of feel like it depends, right?
Yeah.
For a first date, gentlemen, please, I mean, it's a lady. If you're going into a public place, just grab her door. I mean, I don't think you need to necessarily be like the guy that won't let the girl get out of the car until you open. That's weird.
Oh, gosh. Please don't do that.
Because I've heard stories about girls that are like, yeah, he was like, stay here. And then they have to wait for him to go to the other side. But at the same time, you know, grab the car door. If you're walking into Cold Stone, grab the door.
Ah.
Okay.
Actually, I have a story about that. So, I was out with this girl. It was our first date. It was kind of a weird date, too, because she cut my hair. It was a Tinder date. Happens all the time on Tinder dates. So, we go. I get my hair cut. And then I'm like, hey, let's go to Cafe Rio. Get some food. Some date stuff. And she's like, oh, yeah, cool, whatever. So, we're talking. We're sitting there hanging out. And we pull up to Cafe Rio. And this girl, I open my door. And I turn to my right to look at her, and she's leaning on the center console, leaning towards me. I'm like, oh no, this is decision-making time.
What?
So, I don't even think I told you this every time. So, there was one thing going in my head, but apparently, and all of my coworkers at the time confirmed this, who were all women, I'm going to tell what happened in the story, and then I'll tell you what she wanted. So she's leaning over the center console, kind of like batting her eyelashes at me, looking at me, and I'm like, yes? And she said, oh, I'm just waiting. I'm like, waiting for what? What you're going to do next? And I'm like, this is Tinder date. Anything could happen. No. Maybe she wanted to kiss me before the pico de gallo. Who knows? In my mind, I was like, who knows? So I'm like, okay. So, of course, I lean in for the kiss. And she freaks out and loses it on me. I'm like, what? And she said, I was waiting for you to get my door. I'm like, well, you should have said something. And she said, why should I say something? And and so I get out of the car and I walk around and I get her door and she gets out and we're walking inside and I say, I can't believe you tried to kiss me just then. Just totally dumping the blame on her. So, like, you gotta read it out. You gotta
right.
figure it out.
Okay.
That was a bad example on my end.
I just love how, that's how I totally am too. Like, like you smack their butt and you're like, why'd you do that? Or, you
know? And you're just like, uh-oh, I made a mistake here.
Okay, bringing it back. So, what are you going to do? I couldn't do that.
We didn't go on more dates. We like... We saw each other after that. Nothing happened. Like, not like friends with benefits or anything. It was just like, hey, how's it going? I'm the weird guy that tried to kiss you within the first like 30 minutes. Tells you guys a lot about me. This was years ago, though. I've matured over a year and a half.
Oh my gosh. All right.
No, it was like 3 years ago.
So we got planned, asking, intent, chivalry we've talked about a little bit too much, I think. Maybe don't do that one, guys. But yeah, I mean, okay, so you mentioned earlier, like, ice cream, or let's talk venue.
Hold on, how about you tell me, Doug, like, what is the perfect first date venue if you had a go-to?
Okay. A go-to venue? For me, is like, as cliche and stupid as it sounds, it's just like getting ice cream or like even a walk. Like, I know that seems weird, but like, of course, I feel like I should pick her up, I should plan it, or we should meet. But like, what I'm trying to get to is something that's an hour to an hour and a half. So venue and time, I'm combining two. Where you can meet, you can talk. It doesn't get to the point where you're like, you've been there and you don't have really much to talk about anymore because you don't know each other. And then both people, if they're feeling it, they can go with it. And if they're not, you're just kind of like, well, that was awesome. You know what I mean? Perfect first date. Get myself some Nielsen's custard. Sit her down. Ask her, you know. See, the real thing is like, let's be honest. All the first dates you go on, you're like, we're going to ask the same questions. Granted, how well you know the person.
Right.
You're going to ask about family. You're going to ask about work. You're going to ask about school. All those things are just part of the game, part of the hunt.
Ooh.
You're just trying to see if there's chemistry there, real. Like, if you play off each other well, if you, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Because it's funny, because you could have two people that you think are going to line up perfectly. They get together and they're terrible, right?
Okay.
That's why you need a venue that provides an hour to an hour and a half where you can, you know, figure it out if you got chemistry.
Right. You got to have that escape plan. Like, because if it's not there, it is not there.
So, like, here's what I would think. I can't give you an ideal first date, but I'll give you what my roommate told me. He had a couple weeks ago, the worst first date. So it was a blind date, and it was like true blind because the person had told him that he knew her, but he really didn't know her. He kind of just kind of knew her through someone. And he thought, yeah, let's do dinner. And so they get there, and he's like, I have a couple ideas because he did want to plan it, which, you know, but out of these or what would you like? I want to go to Black Bear Diner. Okay.
Like, you know. Most random place. Black Bear Diner it is, baby.
She's like, I want to go Black Bear Diner. Okay, cool. So they go, and he's telling me, okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is for both of you, but mostly guys. Do not be my roommate's date. Don't answer with one word, closed questions, and like make the conversation just feel like dentist pulling teeth. He's like, you know, trying to keep it going. And then at some point he was like, I got to get out of here. It was probably only like 40 minutes. They had their food. He told me, I'm scarfing my food as fast as I can just so I could get out of this situation.
He's going ham on his food.
So that's what I'm saying, right? All jokes aside, you need an escape route. I'm sorry.
Really, though.
Both people. Because, you know what? You could think you're awesome. I think I'm awesome. The girl could think you're the biggest idiot in the entire world, and she needs to get out.
For sure, man. That's why, like, at least when I plan the first dates, and this is going to be, I'm going to open up here for all you people who know me. A lot of these first dates turn into, we meet up, we get ice cream, within an hour, I'm trying to find my way out. Not because I don't like them, it's because, like, you just got to get out. If you have too much on that first date, if it's a marathon first date,
yes,
it is awful. And I should probably adjust my plan. Ladies and gentlemen, you can, like, email in comments or whatever and tell us what we need to do better. But it's one of those things, like, you both meet up there, so you both have a car to get out. Because if I pick you up, then I'm responsible for bringing you home.
Right.
If you pick me up, you're responsible for bringing me home.
Right.
And then you're stuck there until they... Because you just feel weird. You don't want to say, okay, I gotta go, bye.
Right. Because that puts both parties in an awkward situation.
Right.
And, okay, I don't know if I 100% agree with the meetup. I think you need to be clear about a time expectation. Say you're going to pick her up. You let her know exactly what you're planning on, about how, like, not like to the minute, but you're like, well, I thought we would go here and we'd chat for a little bit and then I have something going on and I'll drop you off.
Right.
I think that's, but yes.
That's reasonable.
But I think the meetup, like, it's good.
Yeah. They're both solid options as long as the time frame is explained beforehand, because I've heard stories, people, where it's not explained beforehand. It's like, oh, let's get together at noon. And it's like, oh, we're just going to eat lunch.
Yeah.
And 10 hours later, after you're done watching the Lord of the Rings saga.
On separate couches.
Oh, gosh. Just arms folded, legs crossed. And that's me. I don't even know what the woman's like. I'm just trying to escape.
No, but I think, like, let's say, okay, so we, a little bit earlier, we're saying some characteristics. So let's go with meetup, okay? So we got asking someone, plan, you know, a little bit of thought into this.
Yeah.
You meet up.
Yes.
Activity. I said ice cream. What about you? What do you think a good...
Yeah, I'm all about the ice cream. Ice cream, hot chocolate, smoothie, like something light. Something just for a couple minutes. And heck, you know what? When I was at my poorest, we would go to Iceberg. You know those, like, mini shakes?
Yeah.
How they're just freaking ginormous?
Yeah.
I would have a line to get people to share one with me. I know that it's like asking for mono, I know, but I did not have the money to pay for some of these dates. And I'd be like, oh, man, those shakes are so big. And she'd be like, ha, yeah. Like, in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm not trying to be funny. Like, and so I'd be like, oh, do you want to just share one? She's like, oh, we can do that.
Yeah, like oh, Lady in the Tramp style.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, like, what about we get a neutral one? It's like chocolate, nothing too crazy. Yeah, I mean, chocolate shakes I had in like a 3-month period. And the date was like, what, $4?
Right,
maybe?
Right. And that's...
Separate spoons.
But that's the thing, right? Let me tell you about what I've done wrong.
Okay.
I've done the marathon, and it wasn't even like a true marathon, because I think like a marathon, what I think of is back in high school when you went on homecoming or whatever. Yeah. That is a marathon date. But like for a first date, a marathon...
Sorry, we had some interference.
A marathon date is like 3 to 4 hours on the first date, right? So I picked this girl up. We're downtown. We went to the Harmon's there on State Street and South Temple or whatever it is. Okay. First South. I was like, what was I thinking? So I'm like, pick your favorite soda, you know? I mean, if this was the non-Mormon version, be like, oh, get yourself, you know, a little tipsy. So she picks a soda. we go up to the Capitol. And I think it's funny to be drinking from bottles. Okay? This is a side story. But
oh my god.
This is funny. I think I got an IBC. And the freaking cop at the Capitol comes up and he's like, what are you guys doing?
Oh my god.
And we're like, because I thought it would be really funny, you know, the whole appearance of evil thing, right? And so he's like, what are you guys doing? And then I was really freaked out. I was like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want to get in trouble for this. I'm like, we're just sitting here looking at the view, drinking some root beer. But luckily, like, something happened behind him that he had to, like, give his attention to.
Oh, my God.
And so we just got out of there.
What are you, 16?
No, I was, like, 24. And then I wanted to know why this girl didn't want to go out with me again. long story short, we do that. Then we get dinner. Then I don't know what I had. But the girl, like, by the time I dropped her off, she was probably like, what are you doing? So... yeah, just let's say the shorter the better, you know. Don't be 20 minutes and be like, I'm out of here.
Like, actually, if you guys want to comment, I want to know from the ladies what amount of time is like an appropriate amount of time. So for the guy to show interest but not look like he's trying to run away.
Okay,
yeah.
What's the over under? What are we looking at? Because here's a point I wanted to bring up. I talked about this chemistry thing, right? The problem with going on a long date for your first date, in my mind, is that you're building these memories with this person that I think it's easier to have a shorter amount of time, share a laugh, and then the next time, if you're both interested, you get back together, what do you always talk about? You talk about things you experienced together.
Right.
You talk about what's transpired in each other's lives since you've seen each other. And if you have a short date where you saw something funny, you can be like, hey, remember that time that we almost got in trouble at the Capitol? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you're like 4 hours, their whole mind is convoluted with like, they were probably just thinking, why am I still on this date?
Right. Even if it's like a great date.
Right.
It's like way too much. It's overwhelming. There's no, at least for me, there's no mystery at that point. And mystery is pretty sexy.
It is.
Like, just to have this thought of, oh, what else can I find out? Or what else can I portray? And kind of like this dance between the two of you figuring each other out.
Right. And this will be a later, I mean, we got a lot of content, so if you guys if you guys can stand listening to us, we got some stuff that we want to talk about. But I feel like, yeah, mystery is sexy, or like anticipation is sexy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, now it's like you reach someone, you can text them at any time. Like, you know, we're not going to take this back to the 70s, but it used to be that you would take a girl out and both parties might not talk for 4 days or 5 days.
Oh, yeah.
Until the dude calls and is like, hey, what you doing?
And she's like, Mama, don't give me the phone.
Yeah, or if she's interested, she's been wondering what the heck is going on.
Right.
But now, it's like, we spend you text 24/7. Anyway, that's a separate topic. Let's get back on the first date.
Yeah, we're going to cover that later.
But, by the way, I wanted to throw this out here because I have been impressed with this. So, without mentioning names, in our ward, we have what's called a date box. And I think the date box is awkward in some ways and good in others.
Yeah.
So the whole premise is that you or anyone can put yourself or anyone in the box and nominate them. Our bishop's wife sends out a text message to both parties without
revealing
who it is, and won't reveal until both parties say yes. If one of the parties says no, then she'll let them know they have declined. Why I think this is good is because they tell you spend about an hour.
Yeah.
Don't spend more than $10. And I feel like I've gone on some box dates, and I feel like it is lending to what we were talking about earlier about it being more chill and about it not being this big expectation that also, I know you told me that you took some girls out that you might not be interested in, but you just wanted to talk to them.
Yeah, well, so you get to know them.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because maybe if you were to approach her at church, she would take that as a much bigger thing than it is.
Right.
So, yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. Let's get, you know, send us some comments if you know what we're talking about. Give us some experiences. Tell us what you think about the box date.
Dude, just comment on anything. Anything.
Yeah, because
you can tell me how dumb I was in that story leaning in to kiss that girl within like the first 45 minutes.
Yeah. I know you pretty well, so that doesn't surprise me. But it's just kind of like, what are you going to do? I don't know. She's tempting you. Like, what the heck are you supposed to?
Oh, and I was insanely attracted to her. Like, it was a good date.
So
I think that pretty much wraps it up today.
Yeah, I think we got some good thoughts out there, and
yeah.
Yeah. Let us know. We you know, we're just here to have fun.
Right. We'll see you guys next time on Latter-day Hunting.